Hello, hello, hello. I am your Annette Funicello, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth.
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood.
To lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
hug. Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo Mouth.
I got the goosebumps.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey there, and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Munoz. And, ooh, Lord, we are recording early today, Jesus. How y'all doing out there? I mean, it's the end of summer. Where did summer go? It is raining here, raining and gloomy here in New York City. The world is on fire. The Delta variant is back in full force. The news is just not happy, y'all. But you know what is really happy? I thought it would be really, really great today to have the one and only Dan Pelosi join me to bring a little bit of joy. So I'm just going to get right to it. Good morning, gal.
Hi, love. How are you? I love that I'm in my morning robe, and you have a face mask on.
Yeah, I mean, I turned on the computer this morning. I was like, ooh, she looks rough. Well, I mean, I have been doing the most. I'm like working 3 jobs and trying to live my best hot girl summer, you know, like, and she's not 21 anymore. So it's just, I'm constantly tired and I need to stop doing it all.
Honey, we both are doing the most. I'm facing 40. And I'm exhausted. And so I just was like, I'm going to wear my bathrobe to the podcast because I knew you'd enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, In Yo Mouth listeners, I'm literally sitting here in Marvin Cortez's under eye mask. I forget what they're called.
Gorgeous.
But for those of you out there who are America's Next Top Model stands, he was like the first, like, I think, male runner-up on America's Cycle 21.
That's big.
Or something like
that's
that.
Huge.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's huge.
That's huge.
He's all over Instagram, like,
so
naked.
Am I. Oh, not naked. No.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
That's rude.
No, that's not rude. We love to see
it. I'm giving you a little belly. The boys like the belly, baby.
Yes, I mean, oh my God. Well, you know what, Dan? Before we get anywhere, you know what we have to do.
I do.
In the grand tradition of In Yo Mouth, I need to wish you, and this couldn't be more perfect, Happy National Panini Day!
Woo! Oh my God. Well, let me tell you something. I am pressed to celebrate. This is going to be amazing. Did that make
oh my God.
Did you get that? Did you get the press?
Yes, yes, okay. I got the press. Great. But I was just about to tell you that on the pod, I've been calling the pandemic the panini.
Oh, I know. I listened to the pod. I'm aware.
So, yeah. So, we're not celebrating the pandemic today. We're actually celebrating sandwiches.
Yes, thank you. We're always celebrating sandwiches.
It's hello. Do we have a favorite?
A favorite panini?
Yeah.
I'm simple. I have to tell you something. I like a good, like, melty mozzarella. I like a delicious tomato. I love, actually, there's a cafe next to me called Corto here in Bed-Stuy. It's a little Italian Breakfast and Lunch Cafe. They do one with like a hard-boiled egg in it, and it's a little runny, but they still press it. Fabulous. And then they put a little pepper jam on it. Heaven. Heaven, heaven, heaven. If you live in Bed-Stuy or anywhere nearby, go to Corto. It's amazing for a panini. I should go there today and celebrate. Also, panini rhymes with zucchini and bikini, so it's like all our favorite summer things.
Yes, especially bikinis filled with zucchinis.
Yeah, I was going to say, put your zucchini in a bikini and eat a panini. There's the title of your episode. We're only 2 minutes in.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're in luck, Dan, because it's a double day today. And it's also National Raspberry Tart Day.
Oh, fuck that. Bye. I'm sticking with paninis.
Yes, because we are full panini stands.
I have a lot, like, a panini myriad of questions, like, or options of flavor. I'm not worried. Raspberry tart, like, it's so narrow. Like, what?
Yeah.
Is there a strawberry tart, an apricot tart, a peach tart, a plum tart day? Like, what is that? Anyways, conceptually, it's confusing.
Yeah, and you know what? You could have a sweet panini if you wanted to. Like a guava and cheese panini sounds delicious.
That's great, but no one, it's not like national, like, prosciutto panini day. It's just panini day. Like, if it was National Tart Day, I would feel better. Okay, I'll stop. Oh, this isn't fun. I'm complaining.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I think we're both here for National Panini Day.
Absolutely.
And no matter what you celebrate out there, we'd like to wish you just, you know what, go out and eat something delicious day.
Absolutely.
How about that? And moving right along into this day in gay history, because I'm giving you low and dulcet, like Delilah tones this morning. Mm. The voice isn't awake. I didn't do my vocal warm-ups. Did you? Listen, she was an opera queen at one point.
Very clear. It might be a good opportunity for you to do your warm-ups on the pod. Should we go through them?
Yes.
I've got time, so...
No, well, actually, we only have a limited amount
of
time.
We do. I already gave you that warning. Okay. Keep going.
We are off to the races, folks. Did you know that in 1981, Larry Kramer, who released a novel in 1978 that took gay men to task for promiscuity in the pre-AIDS New York, calls a meeting of concerned men in his Greenwich Village apartment. It is a precursor to the organization that will become Gay Men's Health Crisis in New York. Important day today in gay history.
It's very important. Yes, very.
Right?
Love Larry Kramer.
Yes, Larry Kramer, RIP. But we remember you on this day with such a force in getting, in just putting the word about the AIDS pandemic out there,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
And getting people help and, you know, is part of the reason we have a lot of things we have today for the LGBT community,
absolutely.
You know, so shout out to you. And you know what? I think that's where we can leave that, you know, because we're here to be a little celebratory and a little like end of the summer.
Keep it positive.
A little end of the summer fun, you know. You've been doing the most, and I love to see it in the best of all possible ways. But In Your Mouth, listeners, if you don't know, and you probably already do, Dan Pelosi is the beautiful human behind the blog and, you know, super famous Instagram called Grossy Pelosi. He became an Instagram sensation during the pandemic while authentically sharing his family's Italian and Portuguese recipes. He also has used his platform to raise thousands of dollars for the LGBTQ group that supports the seniors in our community called SAGE via his This Too Shall Pasta merchandise and campaign. Dan has been featured on television, in magazines, and most importantly, many, many a time on this very podcast. And I couldn't
Absolutely.
Be happier to have you here and happier to have all the love and support and just happy that, you know, we are a family.
We are. We see each other so much. You came to my pop-up. I introduced you to Will Coleman, who we love, and he was just on the pod, an amazing episode. And we just, you know, we bug each other for stuff, and it's amazing. It's nice to have support in this little gay food world, you know?
It really is, because, you know, it is the gay food world, but it is still the gay world. And so, and sometimes I found that it's a little every man for themselves or every person for themselves.
It can be.
with some of these gay food people, right? And I know a lot of them, all tea and all shade, right? I shall not mention any names, but you know who you are out there. But it's all love, you know?
Yeah, it's love. They'll turn the corner. They'll come back to us.
You know what? Sometimes the children, you just need to let them go and they'll come back and realize what they had.
They need their moms. They need their moms.
They do need their moms. talk to me. Talk to me about, like, recently I've discovered the burnout, what I'm calling the burnout, because you are actually, I think this is episode 101 that I've done solo, which means that I've done 101 weeks, almost 2 years, constantly producing content solo. And you are such a major content producer, and you're like forever just... It is all day long, or it's seemingly all day long via the interwebs, you know? How are you staving off the burnout? How do you find your creativity? How do you keep that going, and how do you keep inspired?
Well, this is a really good question.
That was a very packed panini of a question.
I know, there's a lot in this panini. I'm going to have to unhinge my jaw to bite into it, but I think I've done that before, so I know what I'm doing.
You've had a lot of practice. There's a new man in your life, so.
Oh, yes, there is. Honey, let me tell you. He's my perfect little panini. So I would say, you know, first of all, I have been nonstop producing content since before anyone was looking at me. So we say the start of the pandemic, but my friends always joke that I pretended and act like I had an audience for years before I actually did. I had, like, you know, a very small following, but I was still pressed like a panini to make content. And I think for me, that speaks to, like, there is just sort of, like, inherent desire to do it, which I think really helps me a lot. I am a sharer. I am very much someone who feels like people are interested in my life, whether or not they are or aren't. So that gets me really far. The converse side of that is I have to often remind myself really that no one is sitting around waiting for me to post something or create something. And that when I do, they're grateful, but I don't have to live up to anyone's expectations or timeline besides my own. So it's hard to remember as a creator who gets such response from their audience, good or bad. Luckily, I've gotten primarily good. It's hard to remind yourself that really you're working on your own timeline, and people are really going to love something when you really love it. So when you're ready, you share something. But I can go for weeks without sharing a new recipe because I don't have something I love, or I don't have something that I feel good about sharing. And when I share it, it thrives because I feel good about it. And I didn't just post it because I felt like someone was waiting for it. So it's sort of like those two things, my desire to share, and then my reminding myself that no one is waiting or needing it. They just want it when I'm ready to give it. Somewhere in the middle of there is where I try to exist, and that saves me from burnout. I'm also lucky that my stories, people love watching my stories, and that comes kind of naturally to me too. So
you don't find that there's sometimes a little bit of inherent guilt because there's, like, even with me now, our followership is very different and very varied between the two of us, but, like, sometimes I find that there's just, like, I haven't taken a break from the pod because there's, like, a little bit of guilt because there's this, like, want and this need, and it's just like, oh, the train has to keep moving, you know?
Yeah.
Or I won't keep moving with it.
I think that the train needs to, you know, the train needs to keep moving, but you have to stop and make sure it's working correctly and, you know, check in on it and take a pulse. And so I think for me, none of my content personally is behind a paywall. So all my stuff I'm giving away for free, which I'm really proud of, right? Like, I'm super, super proud of that. And I don't want to charge people for my content. I think it's great when people do. And I may do that at some point, absolutely. But for now, I'm able to not do that. So I think because of that, I don't have a Patreon that people are waiting around for something from. So that really, really keeps me fresh. And so I don't have like guilt because I haven't set up expectations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Like I posted several short films this past weekend of me on Fire Island. I've done stories.
I watched them all.
In the next couple of days or this week, I'm gonna chill out a little bit. Like I've over delivered, so I can kind of go into a low tide and keep absolutely. That balance. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I am the same. Everything is free on my end as well. Mm-hmm. And recently, because of the network, there's been an ad or two. Trust me, she ain't making big bucks, honey.
But people should be happy for you that you have ads. That's how I feel, right? Because someone else is paying for this podcast and they're not, you know, and that's great.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exciting.
I feel like sometimes the audience, right, just like, we're like, oh my God, you're so commercial now or something, you know? And it's just and there's no winning sometimes. But speaking of winning,
Wait.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I've been having this issue because I've been getting some really great sponsored stuff and the sponsored posts just don't perform. No one likes them. And I always say, like, if you don't love me at my sponsored content, then you don't deserve me at my free content. So I always tell my followers, if you want to support me, like that sponsored post, because that's how I make my money, you know? And I think people don't calculate that in their head, but I think that the sponsored stuff is amazing. And we're so lucky that we have these companies, both of us, who want to support the work that we do with their advertising money. Like, it can be really beautiful. It's not a bad thing. I think it's really good. So anyways.
Yeah, agree.
A reminder to all the listeners out there, if you have a creator that you love, support their sponsored content, because that's how they make their money.
Exactly. You're not paying for it, and someone else is, so...
Yeah, which is great, is so great.
Yeah, okay. It's amazing. You know what else I'm obsessed with? Just changing your obsession with tomatoes.
Oh my God, the tomatoes. Yes. I mean, I grew up with gardens, right? So, like, my dad had a garden, my grandfather had a garden. We had tomatoes every meal. I mean, plus I'm Italian, so everything was a tomato. Like, when it's tomato season, we're making marinara, we're freezing it for winter. You know, it's like tomato, 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 tomato pie, tomato. We're making sauces, we're making tomato toast with every imaginable substance spread on bread, mayonnaise, ricotta, cottage cheese, like, everything. And I have just been finding the most incredible tomatoes this summer. Gorgeous. And I mean, I could post pasta and tomato content all day long and it would be the best content for people. They love it. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Speaking of guilt, every time I see one of your tomato posts, I'm like, I haven't eaten enough tomatoes this summer.
You have to.
No, because I've horrible. Just been so busy. All I'm doing is working. We went to Little Spain the other day. Have you been to Little Spain?
Oh, yeah. I love Little Spain. I took my dad there because he lived in Spain and he loved it as well. Yeah,
delicious. Really shout out to Jose Andres. But they have that tomato toast.
Mm-hmm.
That pan con tomate.
Oh, yeah. Where you just rub the tomato on the toast. Oh, it's delicious. Oh, my God. Delicious.
It's the simplest thing.
All day. All day. And actually, someone at Bon Up did a recipe on that, and it's really, really good. I mean, it's like barely a recipe because you just rub toast with tomato. Like, it's delicious.
Yeah.
But honey, go up to that Whole Foods in Lincoln Center, get yourself some tomatoes.
Yeah. Okay? I need to.
Anywhere. I've been
work has had me all over the place, from Martha's Vineyard to Maine coming up to all sorts of things. So it's been a lobster roll heavy summer.
Yes. I was just in Montauk and had some lobster rolls that were just unbelievable. Oh, my God.
What is our obsession with sea roaches?
I don't know, because let me tell you something. This company sent me two live lobsters in a box, which I was, like, freaking out over because they're terrifying. They are at my room. I have two roommates. They're a couple. One of them, him and I looked at the box for an hour and we're like, we can't touch it. Like, it's terrifying. Our other roommate, who is the resident, like, I will kill whatever insect is around the house. He picked up the fucking lobsters and put them in the water. But it's like we basically held a funeral. It's so sad. Like, I know that, like, we're killing the lobsters when we eat the lobster roll, but to have to do it yourself. I mean, I was like, it was mortifying.
Yeah, I've never done it myself either. Don't they scream when you put them in the water?
Yeah, I mean, it was so brutal. Like, it was so, I feel so bad. I feel like I shouldn't be talking about it because I'm going to get, like, canceled. But it was like, you know, I had, like, I set up the double boiler. We put it in and they were kind of, like, hitting the lid. Like, I was screaming the whole time.
This is not funny, but it's funny.
I mean, it was, well, my roommate took a video and I was like, we can't post that because it's just brutal, but I ran away. They were terrifying. Anyways, thank you to the company that sent me 2 live lobsters in a box, but please never do it again. I don't ever want that.
Oh my God. Out of all the weird things I've ever received in the mail from companies, right? I've gotten, yeah, like ramen. I've gotten, oh, I just got chicken chips.
What?
Chicken chips. Yeah, I need to do an unboxing. They're potato chips, but they're chicken skin. But so they're not potato.
Someone sent me that some company is making Italian hoagie flavored chips. And I was like, yes to that. I need those immediately.
Absolutely.
Also,
absolutely.
You know what's in the mail to me right now? IKEA did a... I feel like maybe you might have this on your list of things to talk about, but IKEA is sending me a Swedish meatball-scented candle that they made.
Oh. I don't know how I feel about it.
I'll give it to you. You can have it. I'll give it to you. Well, I always joke that my marinara sauce is the best scented candle because my whole growing up, our houses all smelled like marinara sauce. So that, well, to me, a pot of marinara is a scented
delicious.
Candle.
Delicious. And maybe the Swedes, yeah, love the house smelling like...
And like Swedish meatballs.
Sweet and savory meatballs?
Yeah. I mean, I'll let you know what it smells like. I'm fucking terrified, but I'm so grateful because it's just the biggest gag in the world.
Is it a Diptyque collab?
Yeah, it's Diptyque. Yeah. Oh my God. Screaming. We're such fags.
Yes. In your mouth, listeners, if you don't know out there, Diptyque is a very, very expensive brand.
Very.
I think it's under like the Cartier, Van Cleef, that whole like...
Well, let me tell you something. My roommates are fashion PR people and one of them reps Diptyque. So we have like the big tub of dip, like our house has so many Diptyques and people
thousands of dollars worth of
candles. And they're like, what are you guys like, you know, the Kardashians? And I'm like, no. They're just sample, like whatever, you know, they're the dregs of the sample closet. But
yes, I have my best friend's sister works for Nest and she would send me the Nest samples, which is like the candle company just below Diptyque.
No, I love Diptyque. Oh my God, I love. We also love boy smells. I'm very into boy smells right now. They did an Italian Kush candle that is just like my dream. It smells like marijuana. Oh my God, heaven.
Oh my God, you know what scent I'm really into these days? Patchouli.
Oh, okay.
It gives me...
She's a hippie. Did you stop shaving your armpits?
I've stopped shaving my armpits.
Okay. Okay.
Years ago. Right? after I stopped waxing my ass. So it's that. Like...
I love that.
Yeah. No. Okay. No. But like, I remember in high school and college being so grossed out by patchouli.
Yeah.
But now like I caught a whiff of somebody passing
really
by.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And it like gave me all like the PQs, you know?
Well, yeah, and I love it, and it's such a part of, like, you know, whatever the cult, when I was in college, I remember walking into, like, you know, the hippie stores, and it would be, like, patchouli. It was so overwhelming, but it actually is a beautiful smell. It just can be kind of a lot, but, yeah. All right, well, I'm going to come over to your house for some patchouli refreshers.
Patchouli and Swedish meatballs.
I'll bring the Swedish meatball candle.
We need to have a cook moment together, but we'll get into it. Because I think now, since we're already off the rails talking about scents, right, in this full kiki of an episode here, is a great time for my favorite part and your favorite part of the pod, Dan, a little something we like to call...
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
food news update.
News.
Food news.
Ooh, honey, you ain't ready.
Girl, spill the tea.
News update.
Snickers issues apology for controversial homophobic commercial. Womp womp. I know I said we were on an upswing, but I thought this was really interesting. So Snickers Spain is in some hot water. Thank you to Out.com for this article. In this 20-second clip, which has officially been pulled from airing, starts off with long-haired, skinny, effeminate man played by Spanish blogger and media personality Alice Gibaja, hanging out at a beachside restaurant with a friend, ordering a sexy orange juice with vitamins A, B, and C from a waiter. The waiter, after some confused looks, gives him a Snickers, and he magically transforms into a broader, short-haired, more masculine-presenting man with a markedly deeper voice.
What?
Better, the friend asks. Better, the bearded man replies with Snickers' trademark catchphrase, "You're not yourself when you're hungry." And all these people and LGBTQ organizations came out about femphobia, and it's been receiving a lot of backlash from queer people and organizations all over Spain.
Like, who thought that was a good idea? That's awful.
I really want to know, like, who goes through, like, how things get passed, or, like, there are entire teams of people. Teams.
Yeah, rooms full of them saying yes.
Rooms full of them that this goes through, passed down, and no one was like, do we want to think about this?
That's like, I'm, like, gutted. That's, like, awful, and I haven't even seen it. But, yeah. Okay. 2021, we're doing that. Cool.
Yeah, honestly. Wild. It was, like... on a funnier note, for Pride, Old Navy releases, like, you know, their Pride collection, like everyone does. And one of their T-shirts has the quote, "Come together right now, all over me."
Yeah.
And I said, and obviously it says John Lennon and it's in quotes and there's a rainbow. Yeah. But I go, I want to see that homosexual in that boardroom group texting his friends being like,
"Oh,
guys,
my God.
I don't know if this is going to fly. I don't know. And then when it passed, he goes, someone still didn't get it.
Yeah.
Right? It's on the shelves.
I have a lot of friends who work at Old Navy corporate. I have a feeling they got it. And they just were like, let's just let this one go. Like, that's genius. Oh, my God. I worked at Gap corporate for years in San Francisco. And they pushed some buttons. We love Gap Inc. That's great.
All right. Well, we're not here for this Snickers commercial.
No.
But we are here for a homosexual T-shirt moment.
I mean, you love a homosexual T-shirt. Look at your shirt right now. Hot stuff.
Hello. Donna Summer Broadway. Hello. Yes. She was a theater gal.
Summer Donna. That's so good. I'm so glad you get that, because I made that joke on my Instagram and like four people got it. So,
well, it's the Gen Z's of it all.
Yeah.
You know,
we're old. A
Toni Braxton song came on last night at work, and all the youngins, I flipped out, right? And all the youngins were like, "We don't know what this is."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Y'all don't know. This was the good music."
You're pointing at the chalkboard. Teaching.
Yeah.
Hopefully. You're like, "Look over here, kids."
Oh, my God. And speaking of look over here, a KFC in Spain camouflaged itself as IKEA to snag a few customers.
What? I knew IKEA was going to show up.
And I knew you were going to love this one. And Spain is doing the most these days.
Yeah, they're doing the most. Also, last time we were on, or no, two times, I don't know, whatever, a couple times ago, KFC did the Yule log, the fried chicken Yule log, which was incredible. KFC,
it was. Did you get one?
No, you didn't send me one.
I got one.
Oh, I thought you were buying me one, but it's fine.
No, you were supposed to put me in the car, and we were supposed to go
to
Walmart and get one.
Well, you know what? I had to let someone borrow my baby seat, so I couldn't take you. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. That's, well, you know what? That's an issue. That yeah, is an issue.
It's a safety
and the
issue.
Only reason I got my hands on one is because someone who listens to the podcast, mm-hmm. who's a brother of a friend of mine, mm-hmm. sent him one for his birthday.
Incredible. And he gave it to you, obviously.
Right? No, and we lit it in his backyard in Manhattan.
Oh, my God. And the neighbors called the cops, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. And now I'm podcasting from Sing Sing.
Well,
it's
listen,
great.
A padded cell is very soundproof to do a podcast from, so that's amazing.
I mean, hello, nary a Times Square siren to be heard. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Listen, honey, you made me turn off my air conditioner before we started, and I am livid. I'm sweating.
Well,
it's brutal.
let's hope Gus, your man, likes man scent. And this KFC is doing the most that apparently it caused some mischief by disguising itself as an IKEA in order to lure some customers in. The IKEA in question is located on Mallorca Island, one of Spain's Balearic Islands, which sounds like a collision between two types of paradise, one yeah. inside and one outside. Thank you to thetakeout.com for this.
Wait, so the IKEA, how does a KFC, KFC is so small. How did anyone think they were an IKEA?
Well, so KFC took full advantage of the fact and created a sneaky billboard that has IKEA's signature logo colors, blue and yellow, though it retained its own font.
Oh.
So it's like they just took the IKEA out and put okay. KFC in.
And then there's an IKEA on Mallorca? That doesn't, none of this makes any sense. My brain is scrambled eggs right now. I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean.
You got me. I'm defeated.
Now, are they serving Swedish meatballs or are they serving Spanish meatballs?
Yeah, or just fried chicken.
Or fried chicken.
Or just fried chicken.
Wait, yes, because it's KFC.
Because it's
Look.
KFC, they got you. They fully convinced you that the KFC was an IKEA. Wow, this is a powerful power move from KFC. Huge.
It is.
Huge.
KFC's okay. doing the most. KFC, in another food news update, created one in Asia that's a yurt.
Oh.
There's like wow. a KFC and a yurt someplace.
KFC needs to fucking chill. Please.
But if you want to send us some chicken nuggets, I mean.
Listen, I'll take a gift card. I'll take whatever you want. A t-shirt.
Yeah, I'll take whatever you want. Where are you for this?
I was driving home from Fire Island last night with Gus. I was like, Gus, if you don't find me some KFC or some sort of fast food item, I'm going to freak out. Because I smoked a joint from a stranger before I got on the fucking ferry and I was high and needed food. So if there was a KFC disguised as an IKEA, I would have gone in.
Looking for meatballs.
Yeah, looking for meatballs.
You know what would have been great? If they served chicken meatballs.
Oh, that would be really nice. Fried chicken meatballs. Wow.
Yeah.
We should call IKEA. I'll call IKEA, you call KFC. We'll see what happens.
Got it. I'm going to get on a phone with the Colonel as soon as we hang up. And last but not least, there's a Barilla Pasta handbag
yes.
that is going viral all over Twitter, and I really don't know, and
honey,
TikTok, and I really don't know how I feel about it.
Can I tell you how I feel about it? Listen, I love my followers. They are so, they are the most lovely, delicious, incredible people. Can I tell you, I would say about 150 people sent me that bag in the DMs saying, oh my God, you need this. Oh my God, you need this. Now, it warms my heart. It made them all think of me. I love it. My inherent issue with the purse is that they used penne. And I don't do penne. It's the one
pasta. Oh, it's not the homophobia of it all? It's the penne?
Well, so Barilla actually fixed the homophobia years ago. And that's something that people don't know. They've actually gone and fully reversed. And they are now very positive. They completely sort of denounced the founder who was homophobic or is homophobic and have turn the needle. So that's one thing. So I actually think Barilla, I support the work they've done to change that. They also famously came up with playlists on Spotify that are at pasta cooking times in length. So you can listen to a six, like an al dente playlist or longer, which is genius. And then that purse, I mean, I don't think Barilla made that, but penne, not for me. I don't want to be stabbed by a piece of pasta. Why does it have sharp edges? I don't like it. Anyways, sorry, that's my hot take. What were you going to say?
Yeah. I mean, I just did a little deep dive, a quick deep dive about the homophobia situation.
Am I wrong?
And apparently it's still a little still a little controversial. Like there was a boycott on them for Stop and Shop from like GMHC or something like that.
Still?
I think so. Where did that article go? I lost it.
Well, from what the work that I did, because people were messaging me and I was like, I'm gonna look into it. And I sort of thought that they did the work to make themselves pro LGBTQ.
Yeah, they have done the work.
Okay.
I mean,
they had some issues. Some real issues.
Yeah, but there's still maybe some issues.
Okay.
Bloomberg came out with an article about the turnaround in 2019.
Okay. Yes.
Stop and Shop stopped carrying anti-gay pasta from Glad. That's it. You know.
Okay.
And HRC says the company has a turnaround. You know.
Well, it's like everything. The followers, your followers, my followers, need to decide for themselves what the right thing is.
Yeah.
But they can do, you
know, if they want a sharp pasta noodle or not.
I just like, I mean, it was Gus's birthday this weekend and we made pasta and I was like, okay, Gus, you pick the shape. It's your birthday. He picked penne and I was like, I'm so sorry. You're the best person I know, but I can't do it. So we made fusilli. I have a policy.
It's your birthday. You can have anything you want,
but you can't have penne. But you know what? I might do a penne recipe and literally eat my words. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, to close this out, designer Nick Bentle is selling a limited number of these box-shaped bags. They literally look like you're just carrying around a box of penne, mm-hmm. Barilla penne pasta with mm-hmm. a handle on it mm-hmm. and a gold over-the-shoulder thing. You know what? If they sent it to me, I'd do a fashion. Yeah. I'd do a fashion moment with it.
Oh, absolutely. If they sent it to me, I mean, my following would be so happy, and so would I, because my entire happiness lands on if my followers are happy or not, right? Same with you?
Honestly. Absolutely.
Honestly.
I mean, and they that's, I think, the best way to end food news update.
With that harrowing comment.
Oh, my God. Did you see, speaking of followers, did you see that Britney Spears re-grammed Jake Cohen?
I know. Jake Cohen is getting the re-gram gold. Also, Chrissy Teigen re-grammed it too. So she knows how to TikTok.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. I am desperately trying to figure out TikTok. As the internet's grandmother, I cannot do it. But Jake has it nailed, and we love.
Yeah, and there's, you know what? There's another TikTok gay foodie sensation out there.
Who?
And no shade to him, because he does all the things, right? And I was like, maybe I could start doing, like, something similar to that. But I was like, I'm not that guy. That wouldn't be, like, me. Because it's the way he just, like, produces that content. And it's just, like...
Are you talking about Jake?
No, I'm talking about...
another guy who you don't want to talk about. Yes. You don't want to say their name.
Well, he's fine. It's Elliot Norris, and he's doing all the great things. I talk about him all the time.
Okay, cool.
But the way he just produces, he puts out whatever, because so that's much. Kind of his brand.
Yeah.
Right? And it's so much. Like, mm-hmm. it'll be him, like, drinking boba tea, or him making something gross, or him making food in his dishwasher, or... Because he did that once, you know?
Yeah, I don't follow it. I've never heard of him, but I'm sure he's nailing it. And that's I have the same issue you have.
He is. Like, he's definitely nailing it.
I can't figure out how to take my content and make it make sense on TikTok, because it is a lot of just, like, it's that world of, like, this sort of, like, fascinating whatever. And my stuff is so, I'm such a curator. So I don't know, when it makes sense, it'll make sense. But for now, I'm just sort of like, my TikTok is kind of on hold, which.
Yeah. And that's the issue I'm having lately too. Back, I guess this entire episode's just about, like, the struggles of food content creation. But I mean, that's my problem too, especially with TikTok, is because I want it curated in such a way, like, and I it needs to work like this, which means that it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Mine does too.
You know, because just because it's 15 seconds doesn't mean that you don't have to record an hour worth of video and then figure out how to edit it down to 15 seconds.
Like, you know, Jake's avocado TikTok that's gotten billions of likes took him, you know, it takes a while. Like, it's, you know, and I feel the same way. Like, I can't. Yeah, I don't have the time right now. I would have to hire like a TikTok team to do it. And I do feel like I'm at a place right now where I'm like, for fall and holiday, I need to try some new things. You know, like I need to figure out kind of what that is and take it to the next level. And I have some ideas, but there's also a lot of stuff I'm finding because I'm so public with what I do, like everything. Everyone knows where I am and what I'm doing. I am working on a lot more behind the scenes stuff right now that I can't show. And that's really hard for me because it sort of takes me out of the present. It's a really interesting struggle. I feel really lucky to have it, you know, obviously, as do you.
Like an OnlyFans.
Yeah. My content can most closely be mirrored after OnlyFans.
Oh my God, can you please start putting pasta content on OnlyFans?
Yeah, and that's it. I want to do an OnlyPans. It's just all my pans.
OnlyPans?
OnlyPans.
There's a Twitter called OnlyFlans.
OnlyFlans, yeah. I mean, listen, like we said before, I'm really lucky. I have really great sponsors and people who support my work so that we don't have to monetize it, or we can monetize it in other ways besides asking our followers to pay for it. So hopefully we won't need OnlyPans, but maybe someday. Yeah. If I had to make content that was behind a paywall right now and the free content, my head would explode. I don't know how those people do it. Props to them, because they also have to keep public content alive so people are interested in their paywall content. And I have some really good friends who do it, and it's exhausting. So I'll just continue to do sponsored posts and have really lovely companies that I love that I work with pay for my recipes so my followers don't, which I'm really proud of. So
amen. Anything exciting coming up that we should know about?
Yes. So I have I've been doing YouTube and recipes with Food 52, which I love. Food 52 has been really great. I did a couple this summer. I did my mom's Portuguese rice for Mother's Day, and I did my grandma's Italian cream-filled custard cake, and I'm doing a new recipe. Actually, I'm developing it, finishing it this week. It's an Italian sort of end of summer, very vegetable heavy, like embraces kind of all the bounty of your garden recipe. And that should be live on Food 52 by the end of August. I don't know when this is airing, but probably right around the end of August. And what else am I working on? I'm laying some plans for fall and holiday. You know me, holiday is like the biggest time of the year. So I'm working with, I'm taking calls. I'll put it that way. I'm taking calls and I'm making calls. So,
yes, taking calls. Santa is on speed dial.
I'm doing some sponsored content with Santa, which I'm really excited about. That's going to be huge. Yes. Yeah, Santa.
Some dad and mom bear.
Yeah, Santa. I mean, the bears. Santa and I are actually, two bears. Just going to make some stuff. It's going to be gorgeous, you know. And the elves. Great. The elves will show up here and there, you know.
Yes. I'll have to share the reindeer splooge recipe with you.
Oh, my gosh. You sent that to me. Yes.
No, I did.
You did. You physically sent me actual reindeer splooge. You didn't send me the recipe.
I did.
Yeah,
I didn't send you the recipe.
No.
So, these are these cookies I made in your mouth, listeners, that I just labeled reindeer's blue because I decided to do the most and use a snowflake cutout, but then it didn't come out right. And so,
they look.
You pivot and you name things. Oh, my goodness. I am so happy that we had a moment today. And I'm also so happy to see the love that is being spread all over your Instagram page with your new beau, Gus.
Oh, my God, my sweetie. We've been together for like 5.5 months, but it feels like forever, and everyone's just like loving it. So post sort of like that moment when we all thought the pandemic was ending in March and we were getting vaccinated, we sort of both entered the dating scene and it just worked. And now, you know, we might be heading into lockdown together. We'll see. Hopefully not, but get vaccinated. Talk about that on the show?
Get vaccinated, because at least if you're in New York, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. Nope. And I'm here for it. And we're just about to see 8,000 videos of Karens and Chads fighting hostesses because they're not vaccinated and they want to go into a restaurant, which is sad.
We're hopeful that it doesn't all happen. We're hopeful that people can stop the insanity, as Susan Powder used to say.
Yes. And thinking about listeners, I just served, Dan, I don't know if you know, but I picked part-time work on a boat barge here in the city a couple nights a week just for some extra cash. And I met a woman met a woman last night and her two children that flew from Guatemala. They flew here from Guatemala because she needed the vaccine and they needed the vaccine.
Wow.
The kids needed the vaccine because it's not available in Guatemala and they're not vaccinating children. Like, they're way behind. And she goes, everyone is dying, she told me. And she goes, and the fact that I've had to spend so much money to come here to get not only myself, but my kids vaccinated. And then there are people in this country
who
refuse to get it. This is a disaster. And I was like, yeah. And
I
like,
know.
Just to think about like her, she was like spending all this money to like just come to like get vaxxed.
Awful.
Isn't that insane?
It's so sad. Oh. Okay, we need to say something.
Oh, my God.
Say something positive. Okay. It's hard. It's okay. It's okay to be.
Tomatoes and mayo toast.
We
can go back to the tomato and mayo.
Go to my website and look at my guide to tomato and mayo toast, sponsored by Duke's Mayonnaise, who we love. Thank you, Duke's. Gorgeous.
I need some tomato and mayo toast.
You
oh my
do.
God. Well, Dan, thank you so much for coming on and just geeking. I wanted something like light and fun and different as opposed to the normal like exploratory mission that this podcast has been for the past 2 years plus.
Yes.
I mean, we are the In Your Mouth has been in existence for almost three and a half
Incredible.
Years now. Oh my
Incredible.
God.
The gay food
nonstop.
Podcast. The Gay Food Podcast. Non-stop. This is it.
Non-stop.
You're killing it. Yeah. Well, this is so much fun, and I will forever be a guest on your podcast as long as you have me, and I hope that the followers have fun listening to us just gab. That's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I feel like people are on the beach, and they need something real light and easy, even though I don't know how light and easy today's episode is. but it's all love, all good. In Your Mouth listeners, go out there, get vaxxed, be safe, stay away from the South, please, of America, at least for the time being. You know, I haven't decided yet, but I may be taking a week vacation just to regroup and take it.
I'm going to make you take
have a meditation moment next week. But either way, I will let you all know. And with that, all I got to say is, as always, scroll down, hit the 5 stars, rate and review. Go follow Dan Pelosi at Grossy Pelosi on Instagram. Or you could find him at www.danpelosi.com.
Yes.
And with that, all there is left to say is thank you for listening to In Your Mouth.